time, and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey announced she will be undergoing treatment for a malignancy discovered on her lung. Ivey says the cancer is treatable and will not prevent her from serving as governor. Ivey says the spot was discovered during a routine exam. A homicide investigation is now underway after the death of a man who was shot back in August. Authorities say 38-year-old Rodriguez Hampton was shot on August 4th in the 3100 block of Atlanta Highway. He died from his injuries on September 10th. Authorities initially began a death investigation in this case, but now say his death was a homicide. And in the last week, around 120 wildfires have burned more than 1,000 acres of land in the state. The state has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties because of dry weather conditions. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of BrakeBest pads and any two BrakeBest rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pictures of Justin Trudeau in racist makeup have emerged. The first tweeted by Time Magazine.
The Houston area is in the grips of a major flood emergency. The remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda dumping staggering rainfall amounts along the southeast Texas coast.
The whistleblower complaint at the center of the showdown between Congress and the executive branch involves Ukraine.
There is an allegation of some kind of promise that the president made to a foreign leader.
Before it erupted in flames, killing 34 people, the conception wasn't seaworthy, properly maintained, or stocked with adequate safety equipment. Those are the staggering claims made by the boat's chef.
Troubles for Patriot star Antonio Brown. Nike has now dropped his endorsement deal after two women accused him of sexual misconduct.
The home rental company Airbnb is going public in 2020. Airbnb says it earned more than $1 billion in revenue in the second quarter of 2019. It has not said whether it was profitable.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge. Dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representative chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday. Temperature outside, well, the summer is at 44 points. I tell you, Roku is getting killed. 84 gorgeous degrees outside. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
I am outstanding because it's Friday.
I know.
It is absolutely, and see, this is going to be great for you. This is your day. You're at 3 o'clock. Right. You're going to walk out and your weekend begins at 3:01.
I always used to get, I'll admit, a little jealous. Like, oh, there goes Dan. He's going to go get his steak. He's going to go get his Corona. He's going to go
sit on the deck.
Right. He's going to go eat oysters and drink beer with his brother and already start his weekend. I'm up here. Well, I get to
do that exact same thing. I tell you what, there's one thing I really enjoy about this job where, because I never book an appointment at Friday afternoon.
Right.
So when I walk out of here at 3:01, I'm out of here. I'm mindset ready for the weekend. And I tell you what, absolutely gorgeous outside. Spectacular this morning. So I still have my TV out there left over from the weekend, last weekend. So watch the news, did my cuts, got everything done. It was great.
And it does feel amazing outside. I talked to Rich Thomas earlier today, and this is one of the best days there is. It's probably going to heat up a little bit more, but...
Well, I think the high gets up to like 88 or something like that. Right. And it's 84 right now, but it's nice. It's a little breeze out there.
Fantastic.
The humidity is real low. I mean, it was just so enjoyable to be out on the deck. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday TGIF edition. Reminder, today we do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. There are two categories of people that can get in on that. One, any caller can get in on it. You just have to ask to be put in on it. And then first-time callers get their names put in twice into it. It's a great gift. It's $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So take advantage of it. It's going to be a great weekend. Great football that's coming up here. Have Auburn and Texas A&M. You've got Georgia and Notre Dame, which are going to be good. Several good games that are out there, so I'm looking forward to it. And the weather's going to be spectacular. I got my mom that I got from Sweet Creek down there, and it's looking good. It's starting to open up now. That thing is huge. So we're going to enjoy that. We're going to have that at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, they have the Scarecrow contest that you can sign up by going to the produce desk at Sweet Creek and get a application and get in and enter in the Scarecrow contest, and up to $2,000 in prizes in three different categories. So take advantage of that. Let's start out the day with East of the Rockies. East, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon. Look, I'm thinking about entering that Scarecrow contest so I could say I did, you know?
There you go. Or you can go as a Scarecrow, right?
Well, that would have been easy to do a few years ago. Hey, look, you and Ben Franklin, I think Ben Franklin said that beer is proof that God loves us. And so I've got a little challenge for you. It just came to my attention that Elizabeth Warren is having a contest where if you win her contest, she'll fly you out to have a beer and talk about environmental issues. Are you up for that?
Oh, Mark? Yeah. Where do I sign? That would be like a...
on her website.
What you said, she's going to fly people out. Is it going to be on a gas-guzzling, plane with jet fuel?
It's going to be on a jet, and they'll pick you up in a car. I mean,
oh, no. Really? I'm not doing the horse and buggy?
I thought she was going to, strap people to a couple pelicans or something. I don't know.
That's right. Yeah, you just hope that the wind is good. You send you in a hot air balloon. But, I just thought that would be... just for a moment there, my mind wondered and thought, what would it be like if Dan won that?
Sentence me to hell.
Yeah, that's right. And it's recorded. I mean, it was great radio fodder. So, all right. Well, guys, listen, have a great weekend. And I'm going to get an old blue blazer and a striped tie. And I'm going to get I'm going to have a conservative scarecrow out at the... Sweet Creek Market, so I'll be representing us well.
I like that. You have a great weekend, my friend. We announced on the show yesterday about the governor. Let's listen to the WSFA story about the treatment that she's going through starting today.
Alabama's governor today, Kay Ivey, is battling lung cancer, and she starts her first treatments first thing in the morning. The good news, she calls this a, quote, tiny, isolated malignancy on one lung, and she caught it early. Political reporter Lydia Nussbaum with the story tonight.
Because I always shoot straight with you, I want to share a recent challenge that has been placed in front of me.
Governor Kay Ivey sounding positive about her health as she announced she's battling lung cancer.
Within the past few weeks, during a routine exam, my longtime family physician discovered a spot on my lung that was unusual. Additional tests confirmed that this was indeed a tiny, isolated malignancy.
Ivy says it was found early and is very treatable. Dr. William P. Soliski Jr. with Montgomery Pulmonary Consultants is treating Governor Ivy. Quote, Governor Ivy has opted for the least invasive treatment, which has an excellent cure rate.
Naturally, I welcome your prayers and your support. Just as so many others who have been affected by cancer, I am confident of God's plan and purpose for my life, and feel extremely fortunate this was caught so early.
Kay Ivey.
Governor Ivey turned 75 next month. Lydia Nussbaum, WSFA 12 News, Montgomery.
Now, we mentioned that the governor begins her treatments tomorrow. In the morning, she says she'll travel to UAB in Birmingham for an outpatient procedure, which will allow her to begin radiation treatment. And Ivy stresses this health challenge will not impact her duties as governor.
It seems that they've caught this thing very early, and if it's they're doing what I think they're going to do, which is going to go up to Birmingham and do this little incision and take the malignancy out, and then they'll radiate around it. I'm not sure if they're going to use the isotopes or they're actually going to do radiation here in Montgomery or somewhere else. But
can they do targeted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Very, very much so. And they can get it down to this just tiny area. And this,
good.
What you do is you just radiate that particular place. And but they may be doing the proton and or the isotopes that are there, which is kind of the newest piece of it. So we wish Governor Ivy well.
Yes.
And that she makes it through this. At her age, it does have a bigger impact on you than a young person. But I think she's going to do well with this thing. But we'll keep her in our prayers and keep a really close eye on her. Okay. Major things that are kind of going on is the this whistleblower stuff that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the media is going crazy on this whole thing. I have some kind of inside awareness, I won't say knowledge, but awareness of some things that are kind of going on, why they might be going on, that that we'll share with you. Let's go to, before we do that, let's go to the phones and go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great, Robert. How have you been?
I heard you got a brother in town.
My brother lives here, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, anyway, hey, a question. I know when the president goes on the anesthesia, that the vice president takes over for so many hours, right?
Correct.
What about the governor?
Well, I think this is not going to be something that they're going to knock her out for.
Okay, if she drew it for so many hours.
Yeah, I think this is going to be more of they'll do the kind of the twilight thing where you kind of just you're off in the distance type thing, and then they bring you back real
okay.
fast.
Okay, so won't be no need for the lieutenant governor to even step in the chair.
And protocol wise, nobody makes a big deal out of those things. When Reagan, after the assassination attempt, and he went in surgery, they didn't make a big deal out of that at all.
Well, who was that made the mistake calling about? Now I'm in charge. It was
Alexander Haig.
Yeah, he overstepped
it. Oh, man, he stepped in it bad. I was sitting there at the hospital with Lynn Nofsinger, and I'd set up, Lynn and Mike Deaver wanted everything to come out of the hospital, not out of the White House press office. So I was in charge of all the media that went out that day, and I'm standing there with Lynn Nofsinger, and Alexander Haig says what he said, and Lynn Nofsinger said that, bastard.
He just couldn't wait his opportunity.
Yeah, he stepped in it bad.
I'd imagine that's an abridged version of what was said as well.
Can I get in on the sweet treat?
Absolutely, Robert. Give me your month and day of birth.
9/29.
Somebody got a birthday coming up here, we got.
Oh, yeah. It's sneaking up on me here.
Uh-oh. Well, a preemptive happy birthday to you, and we've got your name in.
Okay.
Listen in. Between 2:30 and 2:40, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, that was quite a day. 2729228. Let's do this. Let's go to a break. I'm getting too anxious for the show here, Joey. To a break. We're going to be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. I can feel the weekend soaking in already. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm really good. And you?
Great. Getting ready for game day, and it's a good football on tomorrow.
There's going to be some great football, and I am getting ready myself.
Yes, sir. And CBS got a double feature, you know, because the Georgia and Notre Dame game is on CBS, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of good football on.
Yeah, because Notre Dame has a contract with NBC. So, I guess CBS picking up this game since they play an SEC team. So, and Auburn got a tough game.
They did.
That's gonna be a good ball game. But I couldn't get a Sweet Creek now. But I had to call in and order my slab, my record ribs today. So,
well, I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, they're gonna have them ready by 9:30 in the morning. So, you don't have to cook no more.
There you go.
There you go.
Falling off the bone, just ribs. Those things are great.
Well, sir, you can't pull the bone and separate the meat from the bone. The bone just comes right out.
Yeah, it really does.
It really does. It becomes a finger food then.
There you go.
You don't need a fork or nothing. Just, but hey, your last caller mentioned General Haig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met him in 1975. Well, he was Allied Supreme Commander in Germany, in Europe. Interesting man. And he's not a big man either. You know, General Haig was a small guy.
He is, very much so.
Yeah. Very good speaker, though. You know, back then they were talking about pulling all the nuclear weapons out of Germany and Europe. And he said, hell no. if you do that, then I quit. I'll resign. And, of course, they didn't, you know. But I was privileged to meet that man. And good commander. He stuck to his roots and stuck to his guns. So, and this thing about Trump, the whistleblower, I think part of this Trump puts out there on his own. And good for him. What do you think?
Well, after I play a couple of cuts here, I'll kind of explain what I believe is going on here with this whole thing.
All right. I'll be listening, sir.
Okay, Clint, you have a great day.
Hey, roll tie, war eagle, and go Dogs.
There you go. Cover all the SEC bases. 272-9228. Let's play this Nancy Cordes cut here, talking about the whistleblower claim.
There's new information about a whistleblower claim that started a confrontation between the director of national intelligence and the House Intelligence Committee. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what do we know about that whistleblower report?
Well, the report, Michelle, appears to center in part around communications between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. And Mr. Trump's lawyer seemed to concede last night that he wanted Ukraine to look into one of Mr. Trump's top political rivals in exchange for military aid.
If the president of the United States said to the president of Ukraine, investigate the corruption in your country that has a bearing on our 2016 election, isn't that what he's supposed to do?
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said Mr. Trump didn't do anything wrong in a phone call with the president of Ukraine. But Giuliani admitted that he did ask the Ukrainian government to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who worked for a Ukrainian gas company.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
Okay, so now, listen to the tone that the media is taking with this thing, and I'll show you part of the things that they're leaving out of this. This is the second part of Nancy Cordes.
Giuliani claims Biden himself tried to bribe the Ukrainian government to get his son out of legal trouble, but that claim is unsubstantiated. And even before this whistleblower's complaint came to light, Democrats had launched an investigation to determine whether the president and his allies set up a quid pro quo, demanding that Ukraine investigate a 2020 presidential rival in exchange for military aid.
The president of the United States, whoever he is, has every right to tell the president of another country, you better straighten out the corruption in your country if you want me to give you a lot of money.
The contents of that whistleblower complaint might shed some light on all this. But right now, the acting director of national intelligence is refusing to hand it over to Congress.
Do you believe that the White House or the president himself are pressuring the acting director of national intelligence not to hand this information over to you?
All I do know is this. I don't know whether the White House isn't directly involved, because we can't get an answer to that question. But we do know that they are making some claim that a privilege may apply. Well, that narrows the category who may be intervening here.
A former senior U.S. official told CBS News that the president has a lot of leeway in these conversations with foreign leaders and the things that he says to them. What we know right now is that the president himself is defending his actions and tweeting that he knows that a lot of people listen into those conversations, and so he would never say anything inappropriate.
Okay. So let me go to a break and come back. I'm going to actually play what Biden said, and you tell me what you think. Be right back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso.
It's just another political hack job.
President Trump reacting to a whistleblower complaint, telling reporters he doesn't know the person's identity, he just hears it's a partisan person. The firestorm said to be about a promise the president allegedly made to the president of Ukraine.
I've had conversations with many leaders, they're always appropriate.
Democrats are demanding more information. New sanctions on Iran stemming from the attack in Saudi Arabia that the White House blames on the regime.
We are continuing the maximum pressure campaign. This is the last remaining source of funds. So both the Central Bank of Iran, as well as the National Development Fund, which is their sovereign wealth fund, will be cut off from our banking system.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Later, the Pentagon will present the president a list of military options. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we are really enjoying this nice heat break for a few days. Today, mostly sunny, tolerable humidity, a little easterly breeze, high in the upper 80s to around 90. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low temperature mid-60s. Good night for area high school games. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 90, it's going to be a nice Saturday. In fact, I think we're back to the 60s tomorrow night for overnight lows. And then on Sunday, still dry, high up to about 93. Look for middle 90s to return again on Monday and Tuesday, but no rain. Fall officially begins on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 29228. That's where we are on a Friday. Okay, go to the Biden recounts getting Ukraine special prosecutor fired. This was actually done at the Foreign Relations Council meeting where he said this.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Okay. So, he is saying that under the concept that there was corruption in the government. Well, it just so happens, and we had reported this here from John Solomon in The Hill and other locations, that this prosecutor was investigating Hunter Biden and his dealings with the Ukraine gas company, which he was being paid to do.
Right.
And so he basically, the concept is that he was getting him fired so he wouldn't investigate his son, and he didn't investigate his son. The new guy dropped it. And the old guy basically said, yeah, I was investigating Hunter Biden. I mean, he said that out loud in public. So they're painting this that they were trying to create some kind of investigation into Biden, but there really was a need to investigate Biden. Nobody has chosen to do that. And it just... This is just where these things just the media just plays the side that they want to play, and they're not getting into the substance of this. So now let's listen to Catherine Harris talk about this.
Lawmakers, the intelligence community, and the Trump administration are dealing with a new, potentially explosive issue. A whistleblower complaint over an alleged promise made by President Trump to a foreign leader. The case is shrouded in mystery and was the subject of a closed-door, classified meeting today on Capitol Hill. The president is already pushing back, and the House Intel chair is threatening to go to court. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has the latest tonight.
Behind closed doors on Capitol Hill, the Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson briefed Republicans and Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee. The Democratic chairman said the session did not confirm media reporting that the whistleblower complaint involves a phone call where the president made a promise to a foreign leader. Still, Schiff said the threshold for congressional notification was met, and the intelligence chief blocked it.
It was an urgent matter. The Director of National Intelligence has made the unprecedented decision not to share the complaint with Congress.
On Twitter, President Trump called the claims, quote, another fake news story, and referring to the fact that other officials were likely listening to his calls, quote, is anybody dumb enough to believe that I would say something inappropriate with a foreign leader while on such a potentially heavily populated call? American leaders are often measured by what they tell foreign leaders. Then President Obama famously told the outgoing Russian president he'd have, quote, more flexibility to negotiate a defense issue after the election. Today, the House minority leader was skeptical.
I know the media always wants to rush when they think something's sensationalist, and 9 times out of 10, we find out a lot of that's not true. I think the New York Times has experienced that just in the last week.
The new whistleblower complaint may further stress the relationship between the intelligence community and the administration. There are remaining legal questions over whether acting DNI McGuire can share intelligence from executive branch communications.
We do know that the Department of Justice has been involved in the decision to withhold that information from Congress. We do not know, because we cannot get an answer to the question about whether the White House is also involved in preventing this information from coming to Congress.
The acting director of national intelligence is scheduled to publicly testify next week. Committee Democrats say they are willing to go to court over the issue, while Republicans called out Schiff's statements as extreme, adding they are taking a wait-and-see attitude on the complaint.
Okay. So this is from a conversation, allegedly from a conversation that Trump and Giuliani had with the president of Ukraine. And he was saying, you know, you need to investigate into the corruption. Now, he may have said specifically, had mentioned Biden or Hunter Biden, but here's the thing. This was a well-publicized conversation. In other words, they have a transcript of this whole thing. They've got all this stuff. The IG was being misreported. Is the IG took it to the head of DNI. DNI took it to the Department of Justice and gave them the information. And Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel basically said, this don't go anywhere with this.
Because at the end of the day, and this is even, I think, buried in the New York Times write-up on this, several paragraphs down, a president of the United States having a conversation with a foreign leader is not an intelligence activity.
Right.
The whistleblower.
Executive branch activity.
Right. The whistleblower statute talks about intelligence activities. And the president has a broad authority to declassify and share information as he chooses, especially with foreign leaders.
And so the press is going nuts over this whole thing. When you find out when the cell phone conversation happened and how many people have probably seen this transcript, and nobody got upset about it except for this one person who was an Obama holdover.
No longer with the intelligence.
No longer with the intelligence agency. And only one person came up with this? Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Man, are we in paradise or what today?
I know. Today is spectacular.
This is the first day, cool day since May.
I'm telling you, it is picture perfect out there.
And last night, opened the windows, let the fan blow this morning. I mean, I slept like I haven't slept in months.
I did the exact same thing.
Cool and clean. And last night, thanks to Rich Thomas calling in on Greg's show, he let us know about the space station flyover, and last night it was unbelievably clear and close. Did anybody see it but me?
I did not see it.
Damn. I must call 10 people. No, I didn't see it. Man, it was really, it was positioned in the way where you could actually make out the solar panels.
What?
Yes, sir. I could tell it was.
You guys have good eyesight.
Well, I mean, last night it was extremely clear, and whenever it went at a certain angle, when it was headed towards Atlanta, you know, it goes pretty much between New Orleans and Atlanta every time it comes over. And it positioned itself in a way where it was just directly against the sun, and it had just gotten dark enough where you could see really good. I've seen it two other times. This is the biggest I've ever seen it.
Yeah, I saw it not long ago myself.
How stunning to think humans have that thing flying around 24 hours a day. Yeah. And, you know, it's going up for sale to private enterprise is what's going to happen to it. I don't know if y'all are aware of that.
No. So go ahead. What else is on your mind?
Okay. This stuff with the president, the whistleblower, with somebody who's not even in the administration, is so out of line, especially in light of what you just played. It's such a disgrace.
And, but notice the media is not playing that. They're not playing what Biden said.
No. No, they're not even mentioning Joe Biden and Ukraine. And that I'm glad you brought it back to memory, because that was very much a story at one time in the previous administration. So it's just, here again, more dishonest reporting and as bad as the New York Times stuff, because now it involves eavesdropping on presidential conversations, and I don't see how the man can run his
Now keep in mind that when he's talking to someone, and I've shared this on the show before, you normally have people that are listening into the conversation and transcribing it.
Sure.
And seeing if there's, you know, because he may say something that he needs some information on, and then there's somebody to give it to him.
Yeah, and we don't even know if Zelensky speaks English.
Well, and they may have a translator. They have a translator for those things in him.
Right. And if he does, I'm sure they had lots of very colorful jokes between them.
I'm sure.
Because Zelensky was supposed to have been a hell of a comedian.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's how he got elected. Everybody knew him. Name recognition. He's an entertainer like Donald Trump, so they had so much in common in that respect. But I am, you know, everything's going so well in the country. Last night, again, they were hammering the recession thing. This is it's an all-out war on Donald Trump, and it's just really annoying, and I'm getting real damn tired of it. I know that everybody else is, because there's no recession. There's nothing wrong. The economy, the Chinese are on their knees. They got no pigs. They got no soybeans. And the sanctions are really hurting them. And Iran has just got their arm not only twisted, but almost broken in half now with the new set of sanctions. These guys aren't going to be able to function much longer, do you think, Dan?
Well, they do have a potential problem here, which is why they may come up with a temporary deal, is kind of what some of the chatter is out there, because their currency is they're not devaluating their currency any longer. Their currency is getting devaluated.
And, right, it's worth nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say it's worth nothing, but it's not. It's they were doing it themselves and manipulating the currency. Now it's just kind of doing it on its own.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, you know, I heard a lot of interviews with people in Iran, and they were candid, very candid about the way they felt about their government, and I was surprised. They ain't happy with it. They're ready for these religious nincompoops to get out of there, because the Iranian people are very smart people, and it's a shame that they are under such a primitive philosophy for government. It just seems to be a paradox. But then I'm sure some of them cannot believe the idiocy they have to deal with. Of course, we have to deal with idiocy here, too.
Of course. So, we have enough idiots to go around here.
That's right. And so, Roll Tide, Tigers, y'all go out there. I ain't got no affinity for them damn Texans, so y'all tear them up, Joey.
All right. We will. War Eagle.
Take care, folks. I'll see y'all Monday.
Ta-ta. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Let me go to a little bit earlier of a break, and we'll continue on with this with more.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on Newstalk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Now, this story last night broke about 8:30 our time, and I was getting alerts on it, and then Rudy Giuliani shows up on Laura Ingram Engel. This is going to be stop and go, Joey, but he's going to be talking about the whistleblower, but she's going to set it up, and she does a good job on the setup here.
One moment.
Sorry.
Here we go.
And there is breaking news about this whistleblower complaint. The New York Times writes just about an hour ago, though it is not clear how exactly Ukraine fits into the allegations, questions have already emerged about Mr. Trump's dealing with its government. That's an interesting way of writing. He spoke on July 25th with President Vladimir Zelensky and said he was convinced that Ukraine's new government would quickly improve the country's image and investigate corruption, which, quote, inhibited the interaction between the two nations. Mr. Trump's close allies, including his personal lawyer, Rudolph Giuliani, were also urging the Ukrainian government to investigate matters that could help Mr. Trump by embarrassing his political rivals, including former Vice President Biden. Joining me now is Rudy Giuliani himself, starring in the New York Times tonight. Rudy, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, this is probably the best indication I've ever seen that the Times, CNN are completely corrupt. Because for 2 years, there have been allegations from Joe Biden's own mouth. Quote Joe Biden, I told the president of the Ukraine, you're not going to get your $1.2 billion loan guarantee unless you fire the prosecutor. Isn't that exactly what they're saying President Trump did? But they never covered that. Except there's a difference. What Joe Biden left out of that remark is the prosecutor was investigating his son for corruption, for taking $5 billion from the most corrupt oligarch in Ukraine, which the New York Times fails to report.
Okay, now that was the piece that we played for you that was at the Foreign Relations Council meeting. And here's what my group is kind of saying here. That is, this thing is, they're trying to get ahead of a story. They're worried that if this does come out, that Biden gets blown up, Elizabeth Warren gets kind of becomes the person, because this very well would blow up Joe Biden. And so, back as I've always told you, the intelligence community is into disinformation. So they're trying to get ahead of the story and make this look like a political gambit versus the thing that actually happened. Notice none of the media who are just lazy as hell, are going back and playing the cut of what Biden actually said at the Foreign Council meeting. Let's remind the folks of it. Can you keep that up and go back to that?
Yes.
The other one?
Here it is.
Listen.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Okay, so what his argument is that he said he needed to get fired because he was corrupt.
How was he corrupt?
There you go. And exactly. And so he's going to need to prove that. And he better have some evidence of that, because that's where you need to begin with this. So let's continue on with Rudy.
Where is the media on Biden's son? Like, where? This? All my friends in New York in the financial world say, why is no one investigating this?
Because they are completely corrupt. What I was urging the Ukrainian government to do was not to do something embarrassing to Joe Biden. I was urging the government of the Ukraine to investigate extraordinarily serious allegations of corruption.
You hear what McCabe was getting at, though.
McCabe,
if the president was saying, do this with the intention of somehow affecting U.S. election results.
This is what's wrong with the whole Mueller thing.
But he threw that out there with nothing except
the president was saying it with the intention of saying to the Ukraine,
clean it up. You said that in the New York Times. You said that would be legitimate.
Straighten out your act. You're well known as a corrupt government. You're on the top of the list of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. I didn't make that up. It's on the list. Go look. One of the most corrupt governments in the world. If you can't investigate allegations of how George Soros put people in to take his complete ridiculous NGO out of an investigation, Biden's son was let go, and you can't investigate that, then how can we have any confidence in you as a government?
Okay, so he's kind of using the same argument that Joe Biden is using, is that you need to investigate this because you have corruption within your own operation. And that would, if you can get that to go back full circle and go back to that corruption, then you have it. But you better have a willing and able Ukraine to do that. And then also, what other things did Ukraine get involved in the 2016 election, because it's spoken that they really wanted Hillary to be in because she was part of the group that got them in power by getting the Victoria Nuland and that group there.
Right.
So let's continue on with Rudy.
See the appearance of that. The left would seize on that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about the Bidens. Biden just happens to be leading in the Democrat.
This is 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
And the reality is, forget Biden. If the vice president of the United States bribed a foreign official, isn't that a matter of grave concern to this country?
Is that what you're
Whether
saying?
It's Joe Biden or not? Well, I'll tell you what Joe Biden did out of his own mouth. Joe Biden said to the president of the Ukraine, you're not going to get your $1.2 billion loan guarantee unless you fire the prosecutor. The crime of bribery is defined in the Ukraine, as well as all over the world, as the following. You cannot offer something of value in exchange for official action. The something of value, Joe, is the $1.2 billion loan guarantee. The official action is telling him he's got to fire the prosecutor. That's a crime, prima facie. Now, we have a motive. The prosecutor was investigating Joe Biden's son for over 2 years, taking $5 million in money that went from Ukraine to Latvia to Cyprus to Joe Biden's little crazy company that he had, which follows $1.5 billion that went into that same company from China. The partners of that company are Joe Biden's son, John Kerry's son, and Whitey Bulger's nephew. I didn't make that up.
What the world?
How about that one?
That sounds like a bad joke.
Joe Biden's son, John Kerry's son, who is the Secretary of State at that time, and Whitey Bulger's son.
All right, then.
It's like my three sons. But see, you're not getting any ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, nothing. Crickets. We were talking about this months ago.
Right.
We had John Solomon that had talked about this story. And It's going to be interesting to see what the Hill and some of these other folks do. But what is believed is that they're trying to get ahead of the story by leaking it this way, saying there's this IG whistleblower deal, so to report somebody, because then it looks political. And so if he goes, something happens to him, that's political. They're just doing that. They're manipulating the intelligence community for political purposes. Sound familiar?
Yes. We've seen this play before.
Let's continue on.
And I'm just like, if you're a journalist, this has to be of interest.
How do you not cover this?
By the way,
you're corrupt.
George Conway tonight
completely
said...
Completely corrupt.
George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, is a longtime friend of mine. And he's been a close friend of mine for many years. But obviously his dislike of the president is very well known
now. Pathological, actually.
He said if the president chooses to investigate Biden, he should be impeached. That is what George Conway said tonight.
Well, suppose Biden committed a crime. Suppose he committed a crime. Should he get away with it because he's running for president?
Well, I mean, everybody. A lot of people think Hillary did.
If Joe Biden actually bribed the president of Ukraine, which he's. Laura,
that's a big allegation.
It's not an allegation. It's a prima facie case. We could look at motive. We could look at intent.
Yep.
Joe Biden said, I told him I will hold back your $1.2 billion unless you fire the prosecutor. And the guy reluctantly fired the prosecutor. That's a thing of value for official action. That's the crime of bribery.
Now, will the media kind of talk about that? No. And exactly Conway's husband said is exactly the approach that they're going to take with this. That he should be impeached for investigating Joe Biden, which in reality what's going to happen is this is exactly what the Obama-Biden administration did to Donald Trump. That it's uncanny how the things they accuse you of are the things that they did themselves. And without a doubt. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
A funny thing, am I still too young? He kissed Laverne there, she took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night,
she was a young American.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet